Hello and welcome to episode one of Slow Talk, the Slow Drinks podcast, where we're going to talk about everything thick and drinks. And I'm sat here with Matthew Doane, the MD of Slow Drinks, and I like to call him a guru, but I don't think he doesn't really like that title, but I'm going to use it anyway.
No, I don't think that. I just have a keen interest in thick and drinks and everything thick and related.
Indeed.
But I don't think I'm a guru.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where sometimes I'm glad I've never had to sit next to him at a dinner party, because I think I suspect the subject may turn to thickening it at some point.
Obviously. But that said,
he does know a lot about it, and probably what Matthew doesn't know about thickened drinks and their role in sort of helping people live with dysphagia, I think is probably not worth knowing. So I'm looking forward to some interesting stuff today. And today we're going to start by, over the next few episodes, we're going to talk about some of the factors around sort of thickening drinks and the things that you have to think about when thickening drinks. And today we're going to talk about temperature. So maybe, Matthew, you could kick off by just giving us a bit of background. Why is temperature so important when we're looking at thickened drinks?
Well, temperature is one of the main factors that affects the flow rate of a thickened drink. And it's something that appears to be being talked about a lot with clinicians because thickened drinks are being used a lot more, thickened or nutritional supplements are, and people have now noticed what we've known since we started, that temperature affects the way a thickened drink works. Not so much the thickened drink, it's the thickener that's in it and how it reacts to temperature.
Okay, and you, when we've been talking about this in the past, you keep talking about spaghetti. So either you're very into Italian food, or there's some connection there. So is that a good analogy for?
Yeah, it is. It's if you imagine on a molecular level, thicken it as long strands of spaghetti. And when you add it to water, again, on a molecular level, you have little balls of water. You add the thickener into the water, and what happens is it goes between the spaces within the water. Now, like when you add spaghetti into a cold pan of water, it doesn't really move around much, and the water appears to be thick. But as the water grows, the thickener, or the strands of spaghetti, start to move with the water, which is why when you add a thickener into a cold drink, it appears to thicken up very quickly. But when you add thickener to a hot drink, it seems to take a long time to thicken.
So at what point do you throw it against the wall to check it's done?
You can't. You shouldn't be doing that at all. If you have to check it that way, then you shouldn't be making thickened drinks for anybody.
No, and I think the way that you do check it is around, I mean, we'll talk today about IDDSI. Which is a standard that's come in for the sort of the flow rates of drinks. And I think this has very much brought it into focus, this whole question of flow rates, because now, whereas before it was a little bit of a, you make your thickened drink and you just guessed sort of what thickness it was going to be. Now there are standards using tests that will define the flow rate of a drink. And I'm right in thinking that, is it right that all your drinks have the IDDSI flow rate on the packaging?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The IDDSI, the International Dysphagia Diet Standardisation
Initiative. I'm glad you said that, because I couldn't remember what it was.
or ITSI, for short, is a great initiative because it gives us all a standard. But as you've pointed out, the issue is that now we have this standard, the issues that affect the way a drink is thickened, or how a drink affects the way a thickener works, has been brought to the fore. And so we made a conscious decision to make sure that all of our drinks match those flow rates. So we measure them using the ITSI flow test and that syringe. And we test our products probably over a day. Mm. We make them up. And then we will test every 15 minutes, which allows temperature to change, so we can monitor it, see how it affects it, and make sure our products or any slow drink always stays within the specified flow rate.
So this is the idea that if you make a drink with a cold liquid, something maybe milk out of the fridge or something, and leave it, it will gradually warm up, and that potentially will change the flow rate. Or if you make a hot drink, it will cool down. So exactly. This idea that you've got to keep the, you've got to monitor it, not just as you've made it, but over the sort of normal use that you would expect it to be drunk.
Exactly, that's critical. And you'll find that there are some drinks will not work with a xanthan or starch-based thickener. So milk, for instance, is notoriously bad to thicken because, again, on a molecular level, those thickeners won't bond with the molecules in the milk. Mm. So you might be able to make it. It will take some time. But what you'll see quite quickly is it'll start to separate. So a milk-based drink that you make 10, 15 minutes later, it will separate and become unsafe. So we take the position that we look at a drink a patient needs or a client needs, decide on the best thickener for that product, and then assess how that thickener works over a period of time. So our slow milkshakes, for instance, our oral nutritional supplement, we say you should drink that within 3 hours if it's left out. And we know that because the average temperature of a room is statistically 18 degrees C.
This one certainly isn't 18 degrees C at the moment.
No, it's a bit chilly. So we know that that's going to be the average. A fridge is set between 2 and 4 degrees C, and we know how fast that milk is going to warm up. Now, after 3 hours, it'll still be a bit cool. It won't be chilled, but it will start to change its flow rate.
It'll also start to taste fairly horrible because there's nothing worse than a warm glass of milk.
No, it's foul. Absolutely disgusting. So 3 hours tops for a milk drink, or milkshakes. And we specify the same for our others. And it's not only about temperature, but that's encouraging somebody to drink because people with dysphagia don't drink quickly.
And I guess if it was going to take someone more than 3 hours, the idea would be just split it up into smaller servings and just take the amount that they would drink over maybe a 1 or 2 hours out, and then when they finish that, bring some more out of the fridge, I guess.
Yes, that's it. Just keep it in a cool place for our slow milkshakes and bring it out.
Okay. And so that this is one of the reasons why, because I know you have a number of different products, and the big difference with those is, I guess, they are specifically designed to thicken a specific type of drink. So whether that's slow milkshakes for milk-based drinks or slow cold drinks or slow hot drinks or slow... So a lot of that is around taking this DDSI syringe test and focusing or testing a specific type of drink with properties that you know may affect the thickness, including temperature. I mean, maybe fizzy is another one which we'll get onto in another podcast.
Yes.
But the whole purpose of that is to make sure that you people will know that if they, and I'm doing a very bad thing here because I'm about to ask a closed question, which is or a leading question. I'm not sure what it is, but basically we're saying that if you take a sachet that says it's going to be IDDSI4 that is a slow cold drinks, if you make a cold drink with that, using the preparation instructions, that will give people exactly a drink that will conform to IDDSI for IDDSI. Is there an IDDSI?
Yeah, you can IDDSI 1 through 4.
Yeah, so the whatever IDDSI number is on the packaging, it will conform to that as long as it's drunk within the 3 hours. That's
exactly
pretty much, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So it just makes life really easy for the people who are.
It's a lot more prescriptive. You don't have to. We have a term for scoop and hope, because and the reason is you can't use the same size scoop in every type of drink and hope to get the correct flow rate. It just will not work. Mm. And that's why lots of people find drinks are typically over thickened, because you cannot, you add a scoop in, it's not quite right, you add another bit in, it starts to thicken, but the original thicker is now starting to work. Mm. So over a very short period, you're left with something that's undrinkable.
And that's before you even start to factor in things like temperature. So
exactly.
So, okay. Well, I think is there anything? I mean, I think we've pretty much covered the temperature to issues.
Yes.
Do you think there's anything else we need to cover?
No, I think it's great that IDDSI, ITSE's brought this up, because it now means that, you know, clinicians and patients have a specific idea of how things are affected by temperature.
Yeah.
So, I think that's we've covered that one off. But obviously, if people want to ask us something more or even ask for some samples to try and try it out for themselves, they're more than welcome to.
Yeah. And as we said at the beginning, this is the first of what we hope will be a continuing series of podcasts. And certainly if you've got any questions about this one or any things you'd like us to cover in future podcasts, then by all means get in touch. You can contact us on the Slow Drinks website, which is slowdrinks.com, or by email and on support@slowdrinks. And also there you will find a form where you can order samples, and there's, if you're an NHS clinician, then by all means, you know, contact us and we can get samples, show you how to get samples there as well.
Yeah, if you're, just to cut across you there.
Yeah.
If somebody wants a sample, if they just go to the slowdrinks.com website, at the top of the page is a HCP button, healthcare professional button, and that takes you to the clinician's library. When you're in the clinician's library, there's lots of useful resources, including this podcast, and right at the top of the page is a sample request button. Hit the button, that opens a secure, encrypted online form, and you can ask for whatever sample you want, and we will put it in the post direct to your patient.
Yeah.
But it's completely encrypted, all your patient's details are safe, they're not kept, and so you can complete it securing the knowledge no patient details are being kept.
And certainly you'll also find us on social media. We particularly focus on Twitter and LinkedIn, so you'll find us there under the sort of tag at Slow Drinks. So you'll find links to this podcast there and on the website. And for anyone who still uses the old school telephones and things like that, you can contact us on the phone. Numbers 0345 222205. I think I got the right number of
That's
twos.
That's right, yeah. There's five twos in there. Yeah.
So yeah, so whatever your questions, feel free just to get in touch, and we will either answer them directly or, if appropriate, we'll answer them in a future podcast. So for now, we shall say goodbye, and we haven't quite thought of a sign-off yet, so I'll just say, I don't know, goodbye.
Goodbye, yes. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.